We're doing the Shulchan Aruch Mekoch Haim. We're up to the laws of Shimon Esrei, the 15th chapter, Halacha Vav. Yishtadel Adam Nitpalel Betnest Im Tzibur. Person should try to daven in shul with the congregation. V'imanuz Sheino Yechol Lavo LeBetKneset. And if a person has extenuating circumstances, he can't come to shul, Yechaven Nitpalel B'Shasha Tzibur Mpalim. He should at least try to get the time that when he's davening at home, it corresponds to the time that they're davening in shul. And the reverse is also true. Let's say he couldn't come to shul when everyone was davening, and he's davening alone. A guy just came in, his flight was delayed, he landed at 8:30, when he finally pulls into Yerushalayim, it's 10 o'clock, and he has 10 minutes left till Sof Zman Tefillah, so he should ask the taxi, "Let me off by the shul." If he's davening alone, he should at least daven in shul. If you're davening alone, so it's better you should daven in shul. Now that's assuming that you won't make a chil Hashem. There are some cities where if you walk into the shul and daven, no one thinks twice. They just think, what a bum, these religious people. You see them with their talis and tefillin at 10:30 in the morning, and they sleep late. So that's provided that by going into shul, you won't make a chil Hashem. If you're like the religious guy in the yeshuv, and everyone's looking up to you, you learned in yeshiva and they didn't, and then they see, oh, he's walking out of shul at 10:30 in the morning, so it's not worth the chilul Hashem. But provided that it's not a chilul Hashem, then it's preferable to daven in shul, even if you're davening alone, than to daven alone at home.